vibe report time.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you think we're actually going to get one?
Do you think we could just go into the room and do it?
He's on the line.
Good Lord. I'm going to go turn up the monitor, folks.
Hello.
I'll be right back.
Hello. Oh, wait a second. Hello.
Hello, the hound.
Roscoe. Let me get your music on. Where are you at?
Denmark.
Denmark. My goodness.
I'm in Copenhagen, yes.
Wow. So how's it going in Europe for your summer excursion?
Well, me and Frank we're having a good time today. We've had some good times, and we've had some, not so good times.
Some less than swinging times?
Yeah, well, you know, it's people in France, you know.
Are you doing upside-down slammers?
Actually, we were invited to a place with the slammers. The guy who taught us how to do the slammers, if you'll remember, the slammer is the you lay on your back with a bicycle helmet on while a guy pours tequila and 7-Up into your mouth, counts to three, and bangs your head on the table just as you're swallowing the thing. they're having a party in our honor tonight, you know. So we may go over there in a little while because we just played this thing today in this park, and there were like 18,000 people. It was a groovy scene.
Wow.
So groovy that we're now, me and Frank are watching the.
So groovy, your voice is getting more and more distant.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, there you go.
How'd a voice go?
We're watching a documentary on the mamas and the papas.
Who's mamas and papas?
It's really pretty good. You know, they're talking about all this liquid LSD and stuff like that.
John Phillips was a notorious Hollywood psycho. In fact, Roman Polanski thought maybe it was him that killed the family, you know.
Well, he
was like one of the prime suspects before they found Manson.
Uh-huh. He had a good rap when they were talking about when Lou Adler first heard their music, you know, and he goes, well, what do you want? He goes, I'll tell you what I want. I want a steady stream of money flowing into my house from your office.
It's kind of the everyman thing.
Yeah. So how's the radio world?
Oh, you know, the cart machine is broken today. It's sort of like we're in that everything's falling apart in the middle of summer kind of thing. But we have sort of a Roscoe special vom because I did bring Butt Steak and the new Roscoe's Gang studio version of Raw Power. Got them queued up.
Uh-huh.
So we were thinking about you.
Oh, there you go. Well, then the last couple, I don't know what happened the last couple. We were probably in France or something. France is, I don't know.
Well, you said that, you know, when you say French people, that cancels itself out.
Yeah, it's,
you got
France
people and you got
French.
French.
People, isn't it?
No, you got people and you got French.
Oh,
and they, you know, there's not, the similarity is only on the surface.
Right, that's true. Well, I've been keeping track of my amp rigs, and I won't lay them on you yet, but it's pretty much like if you could have a horoscope or something.
Uh-huh.
It pretty much relates to. My better days are when I get the 100-watt half-stack.
Ooh. All right, rented gear every day, huh?
Yeah, but actually, I've been doing pretty good on it, you know?
Yeah, it's back line?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. You know, the 100-watt half-stack outdoors is a really good thing.
No peavies?
No peavies. The worst thing I had to deal with was one boogie, I think.
Uh-huh. The scene of the crime.
A couple, like, not-so-good marshals, you know, because they're not all that consistent, you know?
Well, there you go, folks.
At least you didn't get the Fender Twin combo.
No, it says right on our rider, no Fender Twins, in like with exclamation points and stuff.
Wow.
I did use Keith from the Fleshtones. He brought his own super reverb over that Elon had rebuilt, and that was felt like home on that thing. That was pretty good.
Cool.
Pretty rocking.
Beautiful. Well, let's see. I'm trying to think if you missed anything back in New York. There was a drive-by Uzi shooting.
Oh, on 11th Street?
Right, last Saturday. 4th of July was the usual hell.
Brightened up by steaks at Brownies.
Yes. Oh, yeah, they had steaks flown in from Wisconsin on the barbecue at Brownies. That was the highlight of 4th of July.
Who did that?
What's his face? What's the Irish guy's name?
Oh,
Seamus.
Seamus had him flown in.
Seamus.
Oh, he knows people in Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He's got Wisconsin skull.
There you go. Well, I got
Dennis and Jack both got.
Oh.
So who knows?
Oh, well, Well, there's probably, you know, there's a bunch of your Han listeners who know Mikey, you know.
Yes.
Girls whose houses he tries to stay at. We may be there right now.
Hello, Mikey, if you're listening.
Hi, Mikey. Quit crawling underneath the stall in the ladies' room, guy.
Yeah, I want to hear Mikey's album.
Oh, right, the one he cut in Paraguay.
Yeah, with Milton Nascimento's bass player. It smacks of project, you know.
I smell smoke.
So what's up with you, Bruce?
Oh, not much. I rocked Philadelphia last night.
Which place? Dobbs?
Nah, I can't remember.
Cabaret 23?
No, keep trying.
I don't know.
Like Little Punk Rock Bar, Harp on Draft.
Ooh, I don't know.
It was good. It was okay. People just sort of stood and stared like we had like done something wrong. I was told we were especially loud. That made me happy.
You should have brought the sniffers with you.
Yeah, no, I think, I don't know, they might have just wound up, like, getting handcuffed to a radiator or something.
I think they're excellent shells for your game.
Well, yeah, and then they're dudes and dudettes. What can I say?
I'm trying to think if I got any other news. I don't know. Did we run into anything, like, famous or funny, Frank?
Frank Finero, ladies and gentlemen.
Frank Finero.
Frank with the hair.
Frank's got his hair going. Let's see, what is... Famous or funny?
Food, booze. Yeah, I guess that's it.
Oh, last night was the anniversary of the stupid French Revolution, so they set off.
Oh my God, it's my father's birthday. Nuts.
See, yesterday we were in this place called Tours in France.
Uh huh.
And we played there till like 2:30 in the morning. Then we had a little nap and got up at 7, drove to Paris, and then we flew from Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris to Copenhagen, and then we were jamming outside today, so...
Wonderful Copenhagen, friend.
Oh, you know what else we did? they're singing Wonderful Copenhagen. We me and Frank
did plays along, folks.
A go-kart challenge the other day.
With Mojo Nixon?
No, it was just me and Frank head-to-head on, the A4, you know.
Uh-huh.
And earlier the same day, in a fit of crazy recreational stuff, I rented a Hobie Cat in this bay in Brittany in France.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Hobie Cats handle well. I like those.
Oh yeah. Well,
you're doing a lot of healing.
16 with the jib.
Uh huh.
Yeah. The ones with the
jib. So it's a healing frenzy.
Better. What?
You're doing a lot of healing, huh?
Yeah, well, I was hiking out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I had the hiking stick in my hand, and I had all the stuff cleated down as tight as possible.
Cool breeze.
Hmm? How do you say?
Word.
I don't know. Word up, but have a good show. I'll try to catch you, dude.
So what's your schedule?
Well, I'm back, I think, on the 23rd, and then I'm bailing with ML to Wisconsin for a week,
and then where I the meet up come from?
With the Dells in Texas. After that,
mm-hmm.
I'm gone till like till September or something.
No, we'll see you then.
Yeah, well. I'll be back in New York for a week to produce the Jays, and then I'm leaving. Then the place you all be free of me.
Wow.
Well, then we'll have couches in Nash Vegas.
Yeah, there you go. Big couches. Possibly a pool.
Wow. We're there.
I do.
Okay, well, Roscoe.
That's all the news from the prime dime, overseas time. We'll try to catch you next week.
That would be way cool.
And we'll be calling then from the land of the cheese demon, beret-wearing, armpit-stinking, ham and cheese-eating, French.
But how do you really
down,
feel?
Shower, stand and squat, hot. Aloha, folks.
Okay, Roscoe.
All glamour on the rock and roll trail, gang.
Okay.
Yeah. Aloha. Ooh. There it is. From Denmark, the State of the Crime Report.
Eric Campbell, rocking in the not-so-free world.
And that was worth shutting the dog up to hear, because not a great NIAC signal. And this caller override was put all the way on top of
it. Yeah, I could hear it was sort of hitting the crispy edge.
We managed to fix it, though.
Yeah, in case you need to have it explained to you, folks, it was just like basically a personal phone call taken live on the air.
Right.
We hadn't talked to him in a while.
It's our first Vibe report in a couple of weeks.